Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on encouragement to perform four rakats of Tahiyyatul Masjid. We explained that when a person enters the masjid at any time, so long as it's not a makruh time to perform salah, then he should read two rakats and make the niyat of Tahiyyatul Masjid. This person is literally translating as greeting the masjid. But here we explained it's more like greeting the Rabb of the masjid. Anyway, a person should read these two rakats of salat. And if he comes in at such a time when there's sunnah salat to be read, person can incorporate the niyat with his sunnah salat. If it's such a time, if the farz salat has already stood up, he can incorporate the niyat of tahiyyatul masjid with his farz salat. In other words, it's a farz salat that I'm dealing, but with this farz salat, I'm making niyat of tahiyyatul masjid. So it's incorporated with the niyat of the farz salat that he is reading. The farz is the main niyat. But with that he is making niyat that now this becomes my tahiyyatul masjid. I came into the masjid, I didn't read any namaz, this is the salah that I'm reading now, my farz salah, and he's incorporating the niyat in that. So today we do another chapter, a new chapter, Babu istihbabi raka'ataini ba'd al-wudu'i. The chapter on the desirability of performing two rakats after wudu. So what we did yesterday was when a person enters the masjid. Today we're doing something that is known as Tahiyyatul Wudu. That was known as Tahiyyatul Masjid. This is known as Tahiyyatul Wudu. The chapter on the desirability of performing two rakats after performing wudu. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li Bilal, ya Bilal, hadithni bi arja amalin amiltahu fil Islam. فإني سمعت دفن عليك بين يدي في الجنة قال ما عملت عملا أرجى عندي من أني لم أتطهر طهورا في ساعة من ليل أو نهار إلا صليت بذلك الطهور ما كتب لي أن أصلي متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم asked حضرت بلال رضي الله عنه that oh Bilal, tell me about the action of which you are most hopeful in Islam. Tell me about that action that you are doing in Islam that you are most hopeful about. Now imagine, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, this is the beauty of Islam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was originally a slave. He was a black person. He was living in a time when the Arabs gave a lot of emphasis on lineage. They gave a lot of emphasis of being courageous. They gave a lot of emphasis of a person's color. This meant a lot to them, the language that a person spoke. And then he wasn't of that language, he wasn't of that color, he wasn't of the people also. He wasn't even of a free person, originally from a slave. So now he was, outwardly we would have looked at it in our context, completely previously disadvantaged, Bilal radiallahu anhu. But who's asking him to tell me? Normally Sahaba would come and they would ask Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of such an action, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me which is the best action, tell me which action I can do that will be sufficient for me. Ya Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. So that shows that Islam has got nothing to do as far as racism is concerned, as far as color is concerned, as far as any type of apartheid is concerned. This is nothing to do with Islam. Islam is pure. Greatest of the great, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking who? Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. What question? Oh Bilal, tell me about the action of which you are most hopeful in Islam. In other words, what amal you are doing that you got the most hope for. Because then he explains, who is explaining? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, I heard your footsteps ahead of me in Jannah. I heard your footsteps ahead of me in Jannah. Ulama explained this could have happened on one or two occasions. Either Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a dream, and in the dream the footsteps of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it was on the occasion of Mi'raj where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the scene of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu's footsteps being ahead. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, they tell me of an action which you are most hopeful in Islam, as I heard your footsteps ahead of me in Jannah. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu replied, I have not done any action of which I am most hopeful for, except that whenever I perform wudu at any time of the day or night, I perform after that wudu the salat that Allah Ta'ala destined that I should perform. Hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. What he says again, I have not done any action for which I am most hopeful, except that whenever I perform wudu at any time of the day or night, I perform after that wudu, what we know as tahiyyatul wudu. I perform after that wudu the salat that Allah Ta'ala destined that I should perform. So in other words, that after performing wudu, after that I will perform some salah. Whatever salah it is Allah Ta'ala allowed me to perform, I will perform it. So this action was so beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's something to understand here, is that Allah Ta'ala has made this wudu such a thing that it is the gateway to salah. It is the key to salah. So therefore we are encouraged that when we perform wudu, now we got this key. Like a person is given a key for a vehicle, he's been gifted a key for the vehicle. So now he's got that key, he's so enthusiastic, he's so excited, he wants to drive that vehicle. It's a new vehicle that's been given to him. So like that, when a mu'min and a believer has been now given the key to salah, he's got wudu and he can perform salah, the right thing for him to do is to engage in salah. So therefore we encourage you, read this tahiyyatul wudu. Allah Ta'ala has given us this key now to perform salah. Immediately we should try and perform salah. It's not something that's compulsory, he doesn't have to do it. But look at the great reward that is there for a person that is performing two rakats of salah, at least after wudu. Here again it will be same, like a person comes into the masjid, for example, and he makes wudu. After he makes wudu, he comes, he can join the tahiyyatul masjid, the tahiyyatul wudu, he can join it in one salah. Or if it is a sunnah, that salah that he's reading, he can incorporate it in there. Or he can incorporate it even in his faraz salah. The person just makes that tahiyyatul wudu and he comes into the masjid. One other thing we can remember, or one other thing we should remember from this hadith, take into account from this hadith, is that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, heard his footsteps in front. Doesn't mean that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's not the meaning. Sometimes you have it that when you got an entourage, you got in the entourage some people that are going in the front, then you got maybe the president or the minister that's in the middle, and you got people behind him. It doesn't mean that in an entourage those that are in the front are better or higher in status than the president that is behind. Sometimes it's done like that, that they go in front. Or sometimes you'll find that a person who is a slave, he is walking in front and the master is behind. So like that we look at it as far as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is concerned. It's not that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu is higher than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in any way. One other thing we learn from here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, that which action of yours which you are most hopeful. In other words, we can't say for sure that this action that I am doing is definitely accepted. This action that I am doing definitely in the sight of Allah is the best action that I am. We can't say that. But what we can say is that we are most hopeful. And that is the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, and that is the way that Bilal radiallahu anhu replied, I have not done any action for which I am most hopeful, except that when I perform wudu at any time of the day or night, I perform after it wudu, that Allah Ta'ala, I perform salah, that Allah Ta'ala allows me to perform. Here again, if it is a makruh time, then the person shouldn't perform. For example, it's after asr, then he doesn't perform the tahiyyatul wudu. Or if it is after fajr, at the time of fajr has set in, then he doesn't perform tahiyyatul wudu. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.